起读诗篇二十七篇。
Read Psalm 27。
我们读第五节和第六节。
We'll read verse 5 and verse 6.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock.
现在我得仰首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。
And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们心里实在充满了喜乐。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with rejoicing.
因为你在这里，我们的心就满足了。
Because if you are here, then our hearts are satisfied.
你实在是我们一切问题的解答。
You are the answer to all our questionings.
你是我们里面的力量。
You are the strength within us.
依靠你的必不至羞愧。
Those who wait on the Lord will not be put to shame.
早晨我们再把这一点点的时间交在你恩典的手中。
This morning, we give this little amount of time into your hands of grace.
求主亲自来赐福。
May you bless it.
亲自借着圣灵向我们施恩典。
Through the Holy Spirit to give us grace.
我们都愿意做有耳可听的人。
We want to be those who has an ear who can hear.
无论是讲的是翻译的是听的，我们都同被一个灵所感，都被带到你自己的面前。
That all of us, whether we're speaking, interpreting, or listening, we are moved by the same spirit to be brought to your presence.
怜悯诗人在我们的中间，听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Have mercy upon us, hear our prayers, pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们这一次聚会，我们的这个题目是在令人丧胆之地，仍旧安稳。
The theme of this gathering is in a land where I would have fainted, I remain confident.
像这实在是大卫在这首诗篇里面给我们看见他的见证。
This is the testimony of David that he allows us to see through his song.
在箴言24章第十节那里特别告诉我们。
In Proverbs chapter 24, Or verse 10 tells us.
这里特别告诉我们说，这个二十四章第十节，你在患难之日若胆怯，你的力量就微小。
24:10 says, if you faint in a day of adversity, your strength is small.
弟兄姊妹，在令人丧胆的时候，如果我们胆怯
，Brothers and sisters.When we are about to faint, if we are afraid,
我们失去了里面的平稳和安静。
If we lose the confidence and the quietness within,
我们就失去了属灵的力量。
Then we lose the spiritual strength.
我们的见证上就显出失败的光景。
Then our testimony will manifest failures.
那如果在这样令人丧胆的时候，我们里面仍旧安稳。
If when we're about to faint, we still remain confident,
我们看见说这个生命中就满了力量。
Then we see that our life is full of strength.
就成为主的见证。
We could be the Lord's testimony.
我想这不仅是大卫的见证，这也是我们每一个人应该有的见证。
Not only is this a testimony of David, this is also the testimony that every single one of us ought to have.
我想这个见证和在新约里面我们教会的见证应该是一致的。
This testimony should be the same as the testimony of the church in the New Testament.
所以当我们读这个以弗所书第六章的时候
Therefore, when we read Ephesians chapter 6,
这里面哈、啊，在第十三节、十四节这里面呢，非常的奇妙啊。在十三节的后半呢，他说啊，在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就的一切还能站立得稳。
In verse 13, the second half, it is very interesting. It says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand.
在十四节一开始他说所以要站稳了。
Verse 14 at the beginning is that stand therefore.
如果我们把这个十三节十四节把它们合在一起啊，把它如果用一个简单的话把它总结一下的话。
If we combine verse 13 and verse 14 and simplify and paraphrase it together,
就是在令人丧胆之地仍旧安稳。
That is, in a land where we're about to faint, we remain confident.
弟兄姊妹，我们站稳是起点。
Brothers and sisters,The remaining confident is the starting point.
因为主就是我们的平静安稳。
Because our Lord is our confidence and our rest.
我们在基督里我们就平静安稳。
In Christ, we have confidence and rest.
在这样一个令人丧胆的时候。
At a time that makes me faint.
在这样一个令人丧胆之地。
In a place that makes me faint.
他说在磨难的时候不仅仅呢可以抵挡仇敌成就了一切还能站立得稳仍旧安稳。
Here it says that in this evil day, not only can we withstand the evil one, having done that, we can stand. That means to remain confident.
所以我们看见这一次我们这个题目啊实在说来不仅是我们个人的见证这也是神教会的见证。
So we see that the theme of this conference is not just our individual testimony, but it is also the testimony of his church.
因为这件事关乎到教会的征战，也关乎到教会的见证。
Because this matter, encompasses the battle of the church and also the testimony of the church.
所以在令人丧胆之地仍旧安稳，这实在是一件非常重要的事。
Therefore, it is indeed very important that in the place that makes me faint, I will remain confident.
当我们读这个诗篇二十七篇的时候
，When we read Psalm 27,
我看见大卫在这里告诉我们说：“那我们怎样在令人丧胆之地仍旧安稳呢？”
And David tells us how we could remain confident in this place that makes me faint.
这里告诉我们说，我们就要过一个没有惧怕的生活。
We need to live a life without fear.
那么怎样能够过一个没有惧怕的生活呢？
How could we live a life without fear?
我们需要有亮光、拯救、性命的保障、生命的力量。
We need light, we need deliverance, we need the strength of life and the protection of life.
而且我们在生命中还需要有一个很大的一个转变呢，就是不仅得着耶和华赐的亮光，而且耶和华就是我们的亮光。
More than that, we need this turning point where not only do we gain the Lord's light, giving us light, that He is our light.
那我们怎么能够得到这样的亮光，拯救生命的力量和这样的转变呢？
So how can we get this light, this deliverance, this strength of life and this turning point?
在这个第四节，大卫就告诉我们说，就一件事，只有一件事。
And in verse 4, David says there's just one thing.
就是这个一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
That I would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple.
大卫在这里告诉我们说他自己亲近主的秘诀。
David reveals here the secret to how he draws nigh to God.
当他住在主里面，当他在那亲近主的时候，他就有亮光，有拯救，也有性命的保障，还有这样生命的转变。
When he abides in the Lord and draws nigh to the Lord, then he has this light, this deliverance, this strength of life, and also this turning point.
他告诉我们说，这个秘诀呀，就是要单单的要主的同在。
Here he explains that the secret is to only want the Lord's presence.
不要失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心。
To not lose that what Christ has given, the pure and sincere faith.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed is the poor in spirit, for they shall see God.
Pure, the pure in the spirit.
Yes.Blessed be the pure in spirit, for they shall see God.
或者说这个 pure in heart 也可以啊，就是要这个心里面单纯，弟兄姊妹，我们就必然得到这个光。
We need to have the simplicity in our heart to be pure in heart, so that we can receive this light.
不仅单单要主的同在，我们单单瞻仰主的荣美。
Not only do we only look at to want his presence, we also only behold his beauty.
我们不仅不看自己的软弱，我们也不看自己的荣美。
We do not look at our own weaknesses, but we also do not look behold our own beauty.
我们根本不看我们自己。
In a matter of fact, we do not even look at ourselves.
把我们自己摆在一边。
We put ourselves aside.
单单的瞻仰主的荣美。
To only behold the beauty of the Lord.
单单听主的声音。
To only listen to the voice of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，到底谁的声音在我们里面得胜呢？
Whose voice will triumph within us?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候人的声音得了胜。
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, man's voice will triumph.
我们在大卫的经历里面，他给我们看见说，他让主的声音得胜。
We see in David's experience that he lets the Lord's voice triumph.
把我们的眼目，把我们的所有的注意力都放在主耶稣身上。
That we will turn our eyes and all our focus onto our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么，如果是这样的话呢，大卫就告诉我们说呀，如果是这样的来。这个亲近主，这样的来这个住在主里面，不仅有前面所讲的这些的福分。
So here David says that if this is so, and if we can abide, and then not only do we get the blessing that we were just mentioned.
而且呢，他从第五节啊开始告诉我们说呀，因着这样的亲近主啊，就有很奇妙的经历。
Starting in verse 5, he says that because of drawing nigh to the Lord in this manner, there is a special experience.
在这里面特别告诉我们说，因为我遭遇患难。
Here it says that because in my time of trouble.
这个我不知道弟兄姊妹，你想到这个这样的亲近主啊，单单要主的同在，单单的。这个瞻仰主的荣美，单单的听主的声音，你觉得如果是这样的亲近主，你想到的经历应该是怎样的经历？
Brothers and sisters, when you think of only drawing near to the Lord and beholding his beauty and in listening to him, what kind of experience would we have?
我想如果当然我不是大卫了，是吧？我也没有像大卫那样的经历，但我想象的应该是骨髓飞游。
I imagine not that I'm David, but I imagine that this should be full of the bones and marrow.
那么应该是欢喜快乐，这个平安，然后是很多非常好的祝福。
And it should be filled with rejoicing and many very good blessings.
所以有人就说这个 大卫啊，怎么这样的进到与主的同在里面，这样的亲近主，怎么一上来就是患难呢？
So someone may ask why David abide in the Lord and draw nigh to the Lord in this way, but then he says in the time of trouble.
有人说这是不是他比不上摩西啊？
Someone might say, is he not as great as Moses?
你看摩西在诗篇九十一篇那里面，那讲到住在至高者的隐秘处，那可是住在全能者的荫下。
In Psalm 91, Moses talks about dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty.
哇，这个摩西那里写的那多过瘾呐！
What Moses has described, isn't that wonderful?
我觉得那应该是。对吧，这样的亲近主，这样住在主里面，那应该有的经历，那是这个无论是虫咬人的网络还是毒害的瘟疫，这些都不能碰着我。
This is the experience that we think we should have. If we draw nigh to the Lord this way, then all these difficulties should not fall upon us.
对，然后呢，他后面还说呀，他说连那个脚都不碰在石头上，还要踹在狮子和这个毁蛇的身上，还有践踏少壮的狮子和大蛇，祸患必不临到你，灾害必不挨近你的帐篷。我觉得这应该是这个第五节的经历。
Here it says that not your foot will not even bash against a stone, and you would not you be able to tread upon the lion of the cobra. I feel like this is the experience of verse 5.
因为我们想说，我们这样的住在主的里面，那主这里面在这个诗篇九十一篇里面讲的非常清楚，祸患第十节，祸患必不临到你。
Because when we draw nigh to the Lord this way, then here it says very clearly in verse 10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
所以有的人说这个，看来这个大卫的经历不如摩西。
So one might say that David's experience, is lacking compared to Moses.
你看这人家摩西的经历，那太棒了。
If you look at the experience of Moses, that is very good.
哪像你大卫一上来就是患难。
Unlike you, David, you come and speak of difficulty.
但是我想我们下结论要慢一点。
But I think we need to withhold our judgment for a little bit.
我们读91篇的时候也不要读太快。
And when we read Psalm 91, we shouldn't read too quickly.
我们要往下再读一点。
We need to read some more.
你看读到这个15节的时候，他在极难中，我要与他同在。
In verse 15 it says, I will be with him in trouble.
哎呀，这摩西也在极难中了哈。
Here we see Moses is also in trouble.
这我们看见大卫这里说的经历啊，其实跟摩西所写的经历是一样的。
So we see that the experience that David describes is the same one that Moses describes.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见有些这个不是所有的，有些弟兄姊妹觉得，如果我们是这样住在至高者的隐秘处，这样的来单单的要主的同在，那一定是花香长漫，对吧？天色长蓝。对吧，平坦大陆任意驱驰。
So some brothers and sisters, not all, might think that if we dwell in the dwelling place of the Most High and draw near to Him, then our days would be wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，这样的想法是有偏差的。
Brothers and sisters, there's some inaccuracy in this kind of thinking.
如果这样的想法如果在我们里面的话，有的时候我们会落到空道里面的。
If we have this kind of thinking, then sometimes we'll look into the situation of condemnation.
因为我们有的时候真的是在那亲近神，我们确确实实摸 摸着了主的同在。
Because sometimes we're indeed drawing nigh to the Lord and we've touched His presence.
但是我们有时候环境上却不像我们想象的那样的一种的，好像都是这样顺利的环境。
But sometimes our circumstances are not as rosy as we think it should be.
所以有个弟兄姊妹说，我知道了，你在那里讲的这个人呢，你后面就说呀，哎呀，这个信耶稣啊，或者爱主啊，恐怕难处比较多。
So some might think, ah, I know what you're going to say now, because those who believe the Lord or love the Lord will have more difficulties.
所以我曾经听过有弟兄姊妹跟我说，爱主啊是很倒霉的一件事。
So some brothers and sisters have told me that the loving the Lord is a pitiful matter.
如果我要这样的来亲近神，我要这样的来住在至高者的隐秘处，哎呀，这个患难就要来了。
If I am going to draw nigh to the Lord this way, and I'm going to dwell in His secret place, then troubles will come.
所以有弟兄姊妹说，还是悠着点，不要太绝对。
So some may say, let's not be so absolute and not be so serious.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是非常错误的思想。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very incorrect thinking.
其实远离神，那才痛苦呢。
Actually, if we're far from God, that is real trouble.
我们看见该隐，我们昨天讲的该隐后来就离开了耶和华的面。
We talked about Cain yesterday that he left God's presence.
你看该隐在地上所住的每一天都不蒙耶和华的纪念。
Every single day that Cain lived on this earth was not remembered by the Lord.
以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
Those who replace the Lord with other gods, his troubles shall increase.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的这个欺骗。
This is the deceit of the enemy.
当我们觉得说，如果我们这样的来爱主，这样的来亲近主，好像是一件好像受亏损的事。
If when we think of loving the Lord and drawing nigh to the Lord as something that is detrimental to us.
其实大卫在这里也没有这样告诉我们，他这个大卫在这里写的，你看这个写的很清楚啊，他没有说这一个所以我遭遇患难，他说是因为我遭遇患难。
Here,David actually says this very clearly in verse 5. He does not say, therefore, I have trouble. He says, for in the time of trouble.
如果我一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问，所以我遭遇患难，那可能这样的想法也许还有道理。
If here it says, all the days of my life I will dwell in the house of the Lord to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple, then therefore I have times of trouble. If he wrote this, then our misunderstanding might be reasonable.
大卫是说，因为我遭遇患难。
But here David says, for in the time of trouble.
大卫这里告诉我们说，因为他遭遇患难，所以他学了这些宝贵的功课。
David says that because he had a time of trouble, therefore he learned these precious lessons.
弟兄姊妹，他之所以能够有这些亲近主的秘诀，他告诉我们说，在他的经历里面，是因为他遭遇了许多的患难。
Brothers and sisters,David has these secrets of how to draw nigh to the Lord. He can tell this to us because he has experienced times of trouble.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里面啊，是因为遭遇了患难，所以他学习了这个宝贵的功课。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, here, because he had times of trouble, and therefore, he learned these precious lessons.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们如果说我们退一步说
Brothers and sisters, if we back up for a moment,
就算我们因着亲近主，我们遭遇了患难。
Even if because of drawing nigh to the Lord, we experience difficulties.
刚才那首诗歌太好了，我想这个可能是神的灵感动我们的同感一灵啊。那首诗歌说，如果有主同在，一切重担成祝福。
The hymn that we just sang is very good. Perhaps we are touched by the same spirit. It says that if we have the presence of the Lord, then all our burdens are become blessings.
弟兄姊妹，如果不是如果，假设说真的有患难，是因着我们亲近主而有的。
Brothers and sisters, I'm giving a hypothetical. If because of drawing nigh to the Lord, we then get difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，这些的患难带给我们的一定是祝福。
These troubles, brothers and sisters, will surely turn to blessing.
它一定在我们生命中为我们效力。
Surely these will work together for good.
它一定要在我们生命中带给我们那一个荣耀的盼望。
Surely that will bring us this glorious hope in our life.
就好像罗马书第五章那里所说的，不仅我们今天欢欢喜喜仰望神的荣耀，就是在患难中还是欢欢喜喜的。
Just like in Romans chapter 5, it says that not only do we rejoice and look at behold God's glory today, even in times of trouble, we are still rejoicing.
我想这些经文我们都背得太熟了，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于休止，神圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
We know these verses apparently I don't know these verses
罗马书第五章哈，第五章第稍微看一下第三节第四节那个地方好像。
And tribulations produce perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint.
然后神的爱，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us.
这里面弟兄姊妹，我们看见说，如果是这一个因着亲近主而有的患难。
If, brothers and sisters, I'm giving a hypothetical, through drawing nigh to the Lord, we have troubles.
这些的患难带给我们的祝福实在是超过我们所求所想。
The blessings that will flow from these troubles is far beyond what we can fathom.
而且大卫在这里还特别告诉我们说呀，我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我。
And here, David says more that when I, in the time of trouble, he will hide me. He will protect me secretly.
Yeah. 他真的是在那里暗暗地保守我。什么叫暗暗地保守我呢？
What does it mean to protect me in secret?
我们的主啊，很多时候他用他的无形的同在。看不见的存在，他在那里保护我们。
Oftentimes our Lord used his presence that is invisible to protect us.
别人觉得我们都很好欺负的。
Other people think they can attack us easily.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？圣经上说，谁胆敢摸我们，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
The Bible says, brothers and sisters,Who dare touch us, he will be touching the apple of his eye.
我们的主他有无形的同在。
Our Lord has an invisible presence.
如果我们这样的像大卫学习这样的住在主里面，亲近我们的主。
If we like David to learn to abide in him and to draw nigh to our Lord.
我们真可以见证像大卫这里所说的，他必暗暗地保守我。
Then we can have testimony like David that says that he will protect me in secret.
你知道有一个这个姊妹啊，她曾经啊，这个因着 信主的缘故啊，被政府这个关到了这个劳改营里面。
There's a sister who, because of believing the Lord, was put in reformation camp.
她每一天哈，她偷偷的读圣经。
Daily, she secretly reads the Bible.
那个时候，如果被发现你有圣经，那可是大罪。
During those times, if you found out that you possess a Bible with you, that would be a great crime.
而且政府几乎每一个星期都要来搜查他们所有的物件。
And the government will come weekly to look through their belongings.
那平时呢，他知道什么时候来查呢，他就把那一个圣经啊，就藏在很隐秘的地方，所以从来都没有被发现。
But she knows the inspection schedule, so she will hide the Bible in a secret place and it's never been found out.
那有一次突查呀，就突然袭击啊，要抽查。
The one time there is a random inspection.
那么这个时候已经来不及了，因为来不及这个把这一个圣经啊藏到他平时藏的地方去了，来不及了，他就把这个圣经啊就塞到他枕头的里面。
Because there's not enough time for her to put the Bible into the usual secret place where she hides it, she stuck it in her pillow.
你知道这个检查的人进来哈，首先检查的就是枕头。
You know, the person who came to inspect, the first thing he inspects is that pillow.
每个人的枕头都是从头摸到尾。
For the pillows, he inspected fully.Everyone's pillows.
当把他的枕头拿起来摸的时候，把四边都摸着了，就扔下来说：“没事，走吧。”圣经在中间，没摸着。
And when it came to her pillow, the inspector touched the surrounding side without touching the middle where the Bible is, and said, "Oh, there's nothing here."
我那个时候我就那、这个，因为他是亲口在我们中间做见证啊。你知道我们的姊妹说什么？说我的神真的是他的宝座安定在天，他的权柄统管万。
Our sister shared this to us in person, and she testifies that his throne is firmly established in heaven, and his authority is over all.
弟兄姊妹，主的这个无形的同在太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters.Our Lord's invisible presence is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们看见说大卫啊，他常常可以说他常常经历这样的无形的同在。
Brothers and sisters, we see that David often experiences his presence in this way.
弟兄姊妹，这里面他说他常常暗暗的保守我。
Here it says that he often protects me in secret.
弟兄姊妹，别人都看不见了，别人都不知道的。
Other people cannot see. Other people don't even know.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们常常这样的住在主里面，弟兄姊妹，我们真的是有这样的奇妙的经历啊。
Brothers and sisters, if we are often in this position, then we truly have this wonderful experience.
这不是光给大卫的，是给我们每一个人的。
This is not just for David. It is for every single one of us.
我们再退一步说
，If we back up one more step，
就算因着我悖逆，因着我甚至犯罪，我得罪着神，神管教我而又遭遇了患难。
Even if I have trouble that comes from discipline because I sinned against God，
弟兄姊妹，我们的神爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, our God loves us.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
所以父所爱的一定管教的。
The one whom the Father loves, he shall discipline.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们做了得罪神的事，而神不管教我们，那我们是私子，我们很有问题啊。
Brothers and sisters, if we did something against God and he doesn't discipline us, then that makes us bastards.
弟兄姊妹，我们经历管教是众子所共受的。
Brothers and sisters, we experience discipline because this is for sons.
我说如果我假设我因着我自己的这个背逆，我因着我自己不好，我真的落在神管教的手底下。
Let me suppose that I was rebellious and I fell under the disciplining hand of God.
如果我在这样的患难中，我转向耶和华。
If I'm in this time of trouble, this kind of trouble, and I turn to the Lord.
我学习亲近我的神。
I learn to draw nigh to my God.
丁子梅，你知道那一个祝福有多大吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how big that blessing would be?
这个我不知道大家喜欢不喜欢耶利米书。我这个有一段时间不大喜欢，后来我就特别喜欢这耶利米书。
I do not know if you liked Jeremiah. At one point, I didn't like it very much, but then I liked it very much.
为什么不喜欢？因为耶利米书讲的都是管教。
Why didn't I like Jeremiah? Because it keeps talking about discipline.
从头到尾好像都在讲管教。
From the beginning to end, it seems to speak of discipline.
但是我们如果读24章的话，我觉得太宝贵了。
If we read chapter 24, I think this is most precious.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个吃过无花果树？无花果树你没吃过，无花果吃过哈。
Brothers, sisters, have you eaten fig trees or the fig fruit?
这个无花果哈，你知道摘下来如果保持新鲜能保持多久？
Do you know how long this fruit can last if it is fresh?
如果你到一个店里面去，他说这个无花果是7个月以前摘下来的，你敢不敢吃？
If you go into a store and says these figs were taken down 7 months ago, would you eat it?
7年以前买摘下来的新鲜的无花果，你敢吃吗？
If it was harvested 7 years ago fresh, would you eat it?
70年前摘下来的，你敢碰吗？
How about 70 years ago? Would you even dare touch it?
弟兄姊妹，你知道这里面多么奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, this is so marvelous.
如果那个时候以色列百姓因着神的管教，他们服下来，他们愿意在神面前学回转的功课，他们被带到巴比伦。圣经告诉我们说，这一个无花果新鲜到70年以后还是极好的无花果。
Brothers and sisters, the children of Israel, if they had learned their lesson and submitted before God, then Bible tells us that even though during those 70 years, the figs will still be fresh.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有吃过70年保鲜70年的无花果？
Brothers and sisters, have you eaten a 70-year-old freshly preserved fig?
什么叫暗暗的保守我？弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
What does it mean to be protected in secret? This is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们错了，我们得罪了神。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we are wrong and we wrong God.
神的恩典这样的暗暗的保守我。
But God's grace is still secretly protecting us.
他没有丢弃我。
He did not forsake us.
没有照着我们的过犯待我们。
He didn't treat us according to our transgression. He did not say we are very bad figs that cannot be touched. If we can submit, if we can, and we can turn back to His presence.
弟兄姊妹，70年是一生的年日。
Brothers and sisters, 70 years is the days of life, a life.
这一生他都要保守我们。
He'll protect us the entire life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不顺。
Brothers and sisters, if we're not obedient.
这里给我们看见说，那些不肯被掳的这些犹太人，他们是饥坏不可吃的无花果。
Then here we see then those who are unwilling to go into captivity, they are the bad, very bad fruit.
他们在神的管教的底下不肯服下来。
They are unwilling to accept the
他们在神的管教底下不肯回头。
They are unwilling to turn back under the discipline.
所以就成了饥坏不可吃的那个无花果。
So therefore they became the bad, very bad fruit that cannot be eaten.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我觉着主在这里给我们看见的太宝贵了。大卫这里给我们的看见他在神面前的经历太宝贵了。
We see here what the Lord has shown us, what David has shown us, his experience is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神实在是太爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, our God indeed loves us so much.
他知道怎样保守我们在见证上能够一直的是新鲜是活泼的。
He knows how to protect us so that our testimony is still living.
所以不仅仅这些的重担这些的患难成祝福而已而且使我们的生命好像那一个极好的无花果一样那样的新鲜那样的成为主自己的见证。
So not only do we come out from these difficulties, but we are like that preserved fig tree, that figs that are still fresh.
所以弟兄姊妹这里面哈我们真的求主让我们不要有许多这个这个叫做比较怎么说呢这个偏差的这种的思想。
So may we not have these kind of incorrect thinking.
这样的亲近神并不等于说我们没有患难。
These kind of drawing near to the Lord does not equate to not having troubles.
但是我们这样的亲近神如果经历患难就算我们的患难是因着我们的软弱而有的弟兄姊妹这样的亲近神带给我们的祝福真的是超过我们一切所求所想。
But even if our troubles come from drawing nigh to the Lord, and even if these troubles come due to our wrongs, the blessing that flows from it is still far beyond what we can fathom.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里面哈我劝哈我们彼此劝勉我们有一个受苦的心志。
Brothers and sisters,So here, may I encourage and we encourage each other to have a heart of suffering.
所以我记得好像这个有人转给我一个问题啊说这个好像是说怎样的是说这个不求从患难中赶紧出来而是单单要亲近主是不是有这样一个问题
So someone gave me
只要主的自己啊这个不着急从患难中出来
So someone gave me a question, is it that we do not want to seek to get out of difficulty, but rather we seek the Lord himself?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得如果我们里面有这样一个受苦的心志。
Brothers and sisters, if we have this heart to suffer,
我们真的看见耶和华奇妙的作为。
Then we'll see his majestic ways.
我们看见他无形的同在。
We'll see his invisible presence.
我们看见他保守的能力70年的无花果是极好的无花果。
We'll see the power of his protection that even after 70 years, these figs are still very good.
弟兄姊妹神量给我们的每一个患难都有他所要成就的目的。
Brothers and sisters, every single trouble that God has measured for us has a purpose that he will accomplish.
如果我们没有受苦的心志常常愿意从患难中跑出来弟兄姊妹我们是白白受苦苦是受了但是那一个目的成就的非常的少。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't have a heart for suffering and we want to seek to get out of the suffering, then we would have suffered in vain because we still suffered, but what has accomplished is very little.
弟兄姊妹求主怜悯让每一个患难所带给我们的所有的目的都能成就在我们的身上。
Brothers and sisters, may God have mercy on us that every purpose that ought to be from these troubles will be accomplished in our lives.
所以在这里面，我们盼望我们有一个受苦的心志。
Therefore, here we have a desire that we have a heart to suffer.
但是我们不要这个自讨苦吃。
But let us not look for troubles ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，有些时候人想说，那既然这么好的话，那我就多吃点苦好了。
Sometimes you might think, if troubles are so good, let me go find some trouble.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己找的苦不一定有目的的。
Brothers and sisters, if we find troubles for ourselves, that might not have a purpose.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们自己找的苦啊，这个有一个弟兄他说哈、啊，那个叫做己的肥大计，对不起，就是让你的己啊，越过越肥，越过越大。
One kind of trouble that brother look for is to let ourselves be bigger and bigger.
弟兄姊妹，主粮给我们的每一个患难，是让我们的己越过越减少。
But the troubles that our Lord has measured for us will cause ourselves to diminish.
但是自己找的苦啊，我们哇吃了苦，我们觉得我们比别人更加属灵。
But if we find troubles for ourselves, and after we endure the trouble, we think we are even more spiritual than others.
求主怜悯，让我们这个己啊没有机会，好像变得那样的肥大，让我们减少，愿他加增。
May the Lord have mercy that ourselves will not increase, but rather may He increase and we decrease.
但是我们有这样的智慧吗？
But do we have this kind of wisdom?
因为我们没这样的智慧。
We do not have this kind of wisdom.
所以大卫后面他就告诉我们说啊，他不仅这个暗暗的保守，我很喜欢中文这个翻译。这个英文哈、啊、或者其他的版本的翻译呢，这里面呢好像没有把它变成两件事。我觉得中文这个翻译翻成两件事非常好，一个是暗暗的保守我，一个是把我藏在他的这个帐幕的隐秘处，就在他的亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，我觉得是两件事。
I like the Chinese translation here because in English it meshes these two things together. The first thing is he hides me. That's the first. The second part is in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me.
弟兄姊妹，这一个亭子哈，我想这个有这是我不懂这个原文，是有弟兄他们查的，他说这个亭子是什么亭子呢？是那个时候元帅，你说军队打仗的时候元帅住的那个大的那个帐篷，那个不是一般的那种亭子的意义，不是那个，是那个帐幕，是那个元帅的帐幕。
Here the word pavilion, some Bible scholars looked this up.That these pavilions are not pavilions for normal people, but it is the pavilion, the tabernacle for the commander in chief of an army.
大卫告诉我们，因着他这样的单单的要瞻仰主的荣美，单单要主的同在，神就带他进入元帅的帐幕的里面。
David says, because he only wants to behold God's beauty.Therefore, God has brought him into the pavilion of the commander in chief.
而且还带到他帐幕的隐秘处，就是你知道这个，就是他这个秘密所在。
And more than that, to bring him into the secret place of his tabernacle.
这个，我看过一些的这个影片呢，这个是。这个从前演的这个战争的时候啊，你看到那个指挥所里面哈、啊，那个对吧？那里面挂了很多地图那种地方，对不对？挂很多的这种沙堆，很多摆的小旗子。我不知道丁子你有没有印象啊？我虽然这个看的少，但我总有印象。我觉得哦，那个地方太奇妙了。
In some films it portrays in the old days when they have.Battles, and they will have a command center with some maps and some flags and the troop movements.
当你进到那里面，你就看见元帅多么智慧。
When you enter into that place, then you will know that the commander truly has wisdom.
你就看见那仇敌太愚昧。
And you will see that the enemy is so foolish.
你就看见你的元帅在那里已经把一切都部署好了。
You will see that your commander has already planned everything for you.
无论仇敌怎么在那个外面怎么样的在那里进攻，叫胜券在握。
No matter how the enemy may move, there is a winning strategy.
这个得胜是在这个已经得胜了。
Because the battle is already won.
这个每一次啊，这个读诗篇第二篇的时候，这个读的时候心里面都会跳的。
Every time when we read Psalm 2, our hearts are moved.
因为他说你坐在天上的必发笑。
Because it says that he who sits in heaven shall laugh.
主必耻笑他们。
The Lord shall hold them in derision.
哦，地上多少的人在那里抵挡主。
How many people on this earth are against the Lord?
他们觉得他们可以争闹，他们可以谋算虚妄的事。
They think they can show their wrath and they can keep his displeasure.
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同的商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。第二节。
And the kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
他们说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
弟兄姊妹，多可怕的。
Brothers and sisters, this is so
是可怕的一种情节scary.
This is so scary.
弟兄姊妹，你看现在有的时候真的，你看在美国发生的事情，你看跟你讲的差不多的。
When we see the things that are happening in the U.S., it seems to be similar to here.
哦，这些人觉得他们可以改变神对婚姻的定义。
These people think they can change the definition of marriage that God has.
哦，他们甚至改变人的定义。
They even change the definition of man.
他们想改变所有的东西。
They want to change everything.
我想有一天要改变太阳到地球的距离，我看他们就完了。
Maybe one day they will want to change the distance between the sun and the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现他们真的是合起伙来一同的商议啊。
They really gather together and counsel together.
弟兄姊妹，你看坐在天上的在发笑啊。
But we see that he who sits in heaven shall laugh.
弟兄姊妹，我们被带到他帐幕的隐秘处，我觉得我们跟我们主一起发笑，耻笑众仇敌。
When we are brought into the secret place of his tabernacle,I think we will also laugh alongside our God.
弟兄姊妹，有首诗歌太好了，我特别喜欢。那中间有一句啊，叫做“耻笑众仇敌”。
There's a hymn that I really like. In the middle, there's a phrase that says to laugh at the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这是神教会从一开始就有的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony that the church has even from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，我们还记得这个。使徒行传第二章吗？
Brothers,
使徒第四章。
Brothers and sisters, do we still remember Acts chapter 4?
那个时候你看这些使徒们好像遭遇了很大的那个拦阻，在福音的事上他们受到了逼迫。
They were persecuted in the matter of spreading the gospel.
你发现他们用的就是诗篇第二篇在神面前祷告。
When they were praying, they used Psalm 2.
哇，他这里面讲的，你看看，说果然呢，这些人呢，真的希律、比拉多、外邦人、以色列民，果然在这城里面聚集，果然在那里争闹，果然在那里谋算虚妄的事，果然一起起来，臣宰一同的聚集，来抵挡主和他的受膏者。二十七节哈，这个我倒过来了哈，这二十七节、25、26。
In 27, for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, But the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together.
28节,
28, to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done.
对, 28,
to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done.
哇, 弟兄姊妹, 我觉得这是大卫啊, 他告诉我们, 他被带到这一个帐幕的隐秘处里面的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience that David tells us when he is brought into the secret place of his tabernacle.
以免他看见我们的元帅是何等的荣耀，他早已经得胜。
On one hand, he sees that our commander is so glorious, he has already won the battle.
他那里耻笑仇敌。
And here he is laughing at the enemy.
他进到这个帐幕的隐秘处, 他跟元帅一起耻笑众仇敌。
When he enters into the tabernacle secret place, along with the commander, he also laughs at the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是教会的见证。
This is truly the testimony of the church.
无论外面多少的这个环境, 无论仇敌看起来多么的疯狂,
no matter what circumstances are about, and no matter how the enemies are proud.
当我们这样的来亲近主, 当我们这样的进到他帐幕的隐秘处, 弟兄姊妹, 我们里面真的充满了得胜的信心, 充满了喜乐。
But when we draw nigh to the Lord this way and enter into the secret place of his tabernacle, then we're filled with joy and our confidence is restored.
这实在是出人意外的平安呐。
This will be a peace that surpasses all understanding.
弟兄姊妹，这实在太宝贵了。Brothers
and sisters, this is so precious.
而且他将我高举在磐石上。And
he shall set me high upon a rock.
那个时候打仗啊，就看谁能够争取到那个制高点。During
those times in battles, they need to, it depends on who can get the highest ground.
得到这个制高点呢，谁站在高处，谁就得胜。
Who can go onto the highest place, then he would win the battle.
弟兄姊妹，当大卫啊，他说他这样的来亲近主的时候，他不仅被带进那个帐幕的隐秘处，而且呢，他被这个高举在磐石的上面。
When David draws nigh to the Lord this way, not only is he brought into the secret place of the tabernacle, he is also placed upon this high rock.
他那里看见仇敌所有的计谋,
he can see all the schemes of the enemy.
所有仇敌所设的这些陷阱,
all the snares of the enemy.
因此呢，我们在这个旧约里面，我们 我想印象很深的就是这个以利沙的故事。
I think we remember the story of Elisha in the Old
Testament. 那个时候啊，这个以莱人呢，这个和这个以色列人在打仗啊。这个他们这个，嗯。During
those times, Israel was fighting against Aram.
那么这个亚兰人呢，他们就 这个亚兰王啊，就暗设很多的地方，他们要害这个以色列王。
And the king of Aram had a lot of snares, set traps for Israel.
那么这个以利沙就告诉这个以色列王啊，说要躲避这些地方。
So Elisha would tell the king of Israel to avoid these places.
而且呢，这个他这个 开始这个以色列王还不相信呢，还派人去窥探一下，果然那是陷阱，哇，不止一两次，很多次。And
the king of Israel didn't even believe him in the first place and sent people to check those out, and indeed those were snares.
这个亚兰王，这个我们中间有奸细了，谁这个把我们对吧？这个帐幕里面的事都告诉以色列王了呢？你们难道不告诉我吗？
And the king of Aram says, we have a traitor amongst our midst because those the whispers in our tent, someone has told this to the enemy.
他的臣仆跟他说, 哎呀, 不是啊, 不是我们, 这中间有高密的，是因为以色列中间有一个亲近主的。
And they say it's not that any of us are traitor, but because in amongst the people of Israel, there's someone who draws nigh to the Lord.
有一个单单要主的同在。
Someone who only wants the presence of the Lord.
有一个单单瞻仰主的荣美。
Someone who only beholds the Lord's beauty.
有一个单单听耶和华所说的。
Someone who only hears what the Lord says.
就是那个他们的那个先知以利沙。
It is their prophet Elisha.
因为这个以利沙的缘故，王啊，你在这个卧室里面说的话呀，哎呀，都被人听见了。
Because of Elisha, whatever you say, even in your bedroom, O king, have been heard by him.
这亚兰王很生气，说我们要把这个以利沙抓住，我要把他除去。
So the king was very angry and wanted to capture Elisha.
然后这个就是在夜间呢，就把这个以利沙住的地方就给那个城啊，就完全的包围起来。
So in the dead of night, he encircledThe place that Elisha was abiding.
早晨起来，以利沙的这个仆人一看到，糟糕了，这个遍山遍野全都是仇敌啊，完了，哀哉了。
And the servant of Elisha woke up in the morning and said, "Alas, the enemy is all around us."
弟兄姊妹，我们这个和亲近主人在一起，我们不一定亲近主的。
Brothers and sisters, if we're near someone who draws nigh to God, we might not draw nigh to God. Everyone goes to Zion to worship God.
那么当然，以利沙就说：“求主开少年人的眼睛啊，就看见满山遍野全是火车火马，与我们同在的比他们更多。”
Then Elisha prayed to God to open the eyes of this young man.So that he could see that those who are with us are more than those who are against us because all the mountain is filled with chariots of fire.
这里面大卫给我们看见说他在主里面的这一些的经历实在是太宝贵了。
Thank the Lord, David lets us see that his experience in the Lord is so precious.
因为他能够看见仇敌的网罗。
Because he can see the snares of the enemy.
我现在，你看这里面，你看见没有？我是觉得这个，虽然我，对不起，我想我在这里讲这个诗篇呢，我想大卫那被圣灵启示的时候，没有想说有人还会这么样来讲他的诗篇的。真的，有的时候想说，是不是我们能摸着大卫的感觉呢？是不是？但是大卫在这里，你看他还真的是，我觉得他是真的是在这里面是圣灵感动他，一步一步的告诉我们，他说现在。我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。
So David tells us here in verse 6 that now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me.
因为前面啊，他看见给我们看见他被带到这个元帅的这一个帐幕的隐秘处，他看见了仇敌的这些的诡计，看见仇敌的这些的网罗，说现在我就得以昂首。高过四面的仇敌。
Because he was brought into the commander's tent secret place, and he saw the snares of the enemy, all the schemes of the enemy, therefore he now can say he can lift his head high above all his enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能高过仇敌？
Brothers and sisters, how can we be lifted up above our enemies?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这里指的仇敌，那是指的神的仇敌说的。
Here, enemies speaks of God's enemies.
弟兄姊妹，就是那恶者。
It is that evil one.
弟兄姊妹，我们根本不是他的对手。
Brothers and sisters, we are no match for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们是非常软弱的。
Because we are very weak.
什么时候我们自高的时候，我们就失败了。
Any time that we lift ourselves up, then we would fall.
所以这里面大卫给我们看见说呀，他这样的来到主面前，他这样的亲近主，在他生命中学了非常宝贵的功课。
So David lets us see that because he draws nigh to the Lord this way, he learned a very precious lesson in his life.
这是他亲近主非常重要的一个属灵经历。
This is a very important experience from him drawing nigh to the Lord.
就是他可以这个昂首啊，高过四面的仇敌。
That he can lift up his head can be lifted up above his enemies all around him.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们每一个神的儿女生命中必须有的属灵的经历。
This is a spiritual experience that every single children of God needs to have.
这是一个降卑的功课。
This is a lesson of humility.
在新约圣经里我们大家都很熟的，是吧？你们务要在主面前谦卑，神就叫你们升高。
In the New Testament, we are familiar that we need to lower ourselves before the Lord and He will lift us up.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么时候学习谦卑的功课？
Brothers and sisters, when do we learn the lesson of humility?
我们就高过四面一切的仇敌。
Then at that time, we will be lifted up above our enemies all around us.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人是对不起，我这个人，至少我这个人是不会谦卑的。
Brothers and sisters, at least for me, I cannot humble myself.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人自从犯罪以后，仇敌那一个悖逆的灵，那一个骄傲的那个性情，就污染了我们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, after the original sin, the pride of the enemy has polluted our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个被罪所玷污的人呢，我们从骨子里面我们都是骄傲的。
We who have been polluted by this sin, even in our bones, we are proud.
弟兄姊妹，这个骄傲这个东西啊，真的是无孔不入，无缝不钻的。
This pride really pervades everything.
甚至有人属灵都还有骄傲，弟兄姊妹，属灵的就不骄傲，骄傲就不会属灵，但是人就会诡诈到一个地步，就来一个属灵的骄傲。
Some people might even be proud, spiritually proud. If you're spiritual, you would not be proud. If you're proud, you won't be spiritual. But in the scheme of man, people came up with this spiritual proud.
这人真的是太诡诈了。
Men are really so schemeful.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己都不认识我们自己。
We don't even know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这一件事情，主在我们生命中，他一定要来对付我们。
The Lord must deal with this in our lives.
因为没有一个人可以因着撒旦的性情，可以势立在神的面前。
Because no one can stand before God with the nature of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，这个骄傲在我们的里面真的是可以说深到一个地步，是我们自己都没有办法去对付的。
Pride is so deep in us to the point where we cannot even deal with it ourselves.
所以我们读这个但以理书，我很喜欢有一句话说，那行动骄傲的他能降为卑。
In the book of Daniel it says those who are proudHe will lower him.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法的。
We cannot do it.
所以有弟兄姊妹这样的跟我讲，说他从前呢，他非常的骄傲。
So there are brothers and sisters who tell me before they were very proud.
那现在呢，人家说他是假谦卑。
Now people say they are falsely humble.
他说我没路了，我从前真骄傲，我现在是假谦卑，我怎么办呢？
They say we do not have a way out. In the past, we were truly prideful, and now we're falsely humble. What can we do?
有的时候人为了谦卑就最后变成驼背嘛，那么这个驼背就更加骄傲，对不对？
And for the sake of humility, perhaps someone would be a hunchback, but then through that action, they're even more proud.
怎么只有进到神的面前。
Only to enter into the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，没有错，我们可以谦卑自己来到主面前，虽然那个时候我们的谦卑还是有很多的掺杂。
Indeed, we can humble ourselves to come before God, even though that humbling is still very mixed.
但是主可以拯救我们。
But the Lord can deliver us.
那行动骄傲的 他能降为卑。
Those who are proud, he can lower.
主可以在我们里面做拯救的工作。
The Lord can do that deliverance in our lives.
他可以使我们高过四面一切的仇敌。
He can lift us up above enemies all around us.
因为仇敌的诡计就是让我们能够自高。
The enemy's scheme is for us to be proud.
仇敌有许多的这个骄傲的陷阱。
The enemy has a lot of traps to trap us into being proud.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌他实在是太诡诈了。
The enemy is indeed so schemeful.
因为仇敌知道，只要我们落在他这个骄傲的网罗里，我们在神手中就没有用了。
Because he knows that as long as we fall into his trap of being proud, then we are no longer useful in the hands of God.
因为神远离骄傲的人。
Because God is far from those who are proud.
神绝不和骄傲的人同行。
God will not walk with those who are proud.
神心中所恨恶的头一件事就是骄傲的眼。
The first thing that God hates is a prideful eye.
因为这个骄傲的这个性情是和我们主的性情正好相反。
Because the nature of being proud is completely opposite of our Lord's nature.
所以神就阻挡骄傲的人，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore, God is against the proud and gives grace to the humble.
仇敌他就千方百计的设计许多的骄傲的陷阱，让神的儿女在不知不觉中，圣经上还有描述说，被他任意掳去啊。
Then the enemy therefore has set a lot of traps for people to be proud. Even unbeknownst to them, the Bible says that they were captured by the enemy.
感谢主，我们今天有路了。
Thank the Lord, today we have a way.
我们今天可以来瞻仰主的荣美。
Today we can behold the Lord's beauty.
我们单单要主的同在。
We only want the Lord's presence.
我们单单听主的声音。
We only listen to the Lord's voice.
主就让我们晓得仇敌的诡计。
And the Lord allows us to know the schemes of the enemy.
就让我们从捕鸟人的网罗中就逃脱了。
That we can be set free from that snare.
就可以高过四面一切的仇敌。
And we can be lifted high above the enemies that surround us.
我想时间的缘故，我稍微提几个这个仇敌骄傲的网络。
Due to time, let me mention briefly a few of these snares of pride.
弟兄姊妹，你听一听，看看我们是不是有的时候就真的落在这些的网络的里面。
When you hear, you can see if we truly fall into these traps.
仇敌头一个让人骄傲的网络，他就是体贴我们的意思。
The first trap is of the enemy is to be mindful of the
mind of man.
The mind of man.
对，他体贴我们的意思。
To be mindful of the mind of man.
弟兄姊妹，神非常体贴我们。
Brothers and sisters, God is very mindful of us.
但是神不体贴我们的意思。
That he is not mindful of our mind.
因为他知道人的意念是虚妄的。
Because he knows that our thoughts are false.
因为神非常爱我们，非常体恤我们。
Brothers and sisters, God truly loves us and he's very mindful of us.
但是我们的神却不体贴人的意思。
But he is not mindful of our mind.
但是仇敌非常恨我们。
But the enemy really hates us.
但是他就体贴你的意思。
That he will be mindful of your thoughts and mind.
因为当我们体贴自己意思的时候，我们就站在仇敌的一边。
Because when we're mindful of our own mind, then we are standing on the enemy's side.
你还记得巴兰的故事吗？
You still remember the story of Balaam?
你知道这个巴勒，对吧，是神的仇敌，要让这个巴兰呢去咒诅以色列人。
You know, the enemy of God, Balak, wanted to have Balaam to go curse the people of God.
那么巴兰呢，他就去跟耶和华祷告，耶和华说，我所祝福的你不可以咒诅，不可以去。
Balaam prayed to God and God said, you shall not go because those who have blessed you cannot curse.
这个巴兰一听说什么，巴兰不来，不行啊，不行，给他更多的金，给他更多的钱。
So Balaam hears that Balaam is not coming, but that's not okay, so he will give him even more money.
你知道巴兰的意思就是要得钱，就要得钱，就要得金吗？
Balaam, his mind is that he wants to get the money.
仇敌非常体贴他的意思。
The enemy is very mindful of his mind.
你知道巴兰说什么吗？
You know what Balaam said?
神的意思我已经知道了，我不可以跟你去咒诅以色列人。
God's will, I already know. I cannot go with you to curse Israel.
但我再去祷告祷告。
But let me go pray again.
也许耶和华还有话跟我说。
May perhaps the Lord will give me further word.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们的写照。对不起，是我的写照。
Brothers and sisters, this is really our or my condition.
很多时候我知道神的意思。
Oftentimes I know God's will.
但我想说我再去问问问这个年长弟兄，看看耶和华还有什么话没有。
Perhaps I will go ask this elderly brother and see if the Lord has more words for me.
他跟我说不可以。
He tells me no.
我说这种年长弟兄太厉害。
Then I say this kind of elderly brother is too legalistic.
又来一个讲员，我又去问。
And there's a special speaker who comes and I'll ask him.
他说不可以。
He says no.
我说这个时代为神说话的人太少了。
I would say that there's too few people who speak for the Lord.
每个人都是这么律法。
Everybody is so legalistic.
后来有一个从欧洲来的。
Then someone who comes from Australia.
不是澳洲。
Europe.
他说可以，感谢赞美主啊。
And he says yes, so I praise and thank the Lord.
神在这个时代还真的有出口了。
In this day and age, God still has a mouthpiece.
可没想到这个从欧洲来的后来知道一些情况，跟他说啊不可以。
But this one from Europe actually later on says no.
你说这些传道人夸他两句，他就被骄傲的网络给网住了。对不起，我这个思路转得太快了。我的意思就是说呀，这个现在你又跟我说不可以了，那我就觉得你不是神的出口了。
Then now that you have changed your mind, I think you are not God's mouthpiece.
你现在骄傲了。
You are proud.
你被仇敌的网络网住了。
You have been ensnared by the snares of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹。我们看见很多的时候，我们明明知道主的意思。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we already know God's will.
我们问问这个人，问问那个人。
We ask this person, we ask the other person.
直到有一个人说 ，Yeah, yes, 是的，这亚是德语，这个是的，这个真的就是耶和华，就是与你同在，你的路是在耶和华的平安里面的。
We wait until someone who said, yes, you, the Lord is with you and your way is in the peace of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们就把神的话语摆在一边。
Then we put his words on the side.
仇敌把我们牢牢地扣在这一个骄傲的网络里。
The enemy securely ensnares us in the snare of pride.
弟兄姊妹，今天有的时候我们虽然不体贴我们自己的意思。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes today we do not or are not mindful of our own mind.
有的时候我们体贴我们孩子的意思。
Perhaps we are mindful of our children's mind.
不要误会我，我们要体贴孩子。
Do not misunderstand me. We need to be mindful of our children.
我觉得至少我见过的弟兄姊妹还没有一个不体贴孩子的。
The brothers and sisters I've seen, no one would not be mindful of their kids.
但是我们不能体贴孩子的意思。
So we cannot be mindful of their mind.
哦， 弟兄姊妹，求神怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, may God have mercy on us.
你看该隐是不是体贴孩子的意思呢？
Was Cain, mindful of this, mind of this child?
弟兄姊妹，你知道，你要碰该隐遭报七倍，你碰他的后代遭报七十七倍。
If you touch Cain, you'll be retributed sevenfold, but for descendants, it will be 77-fold.
你知道他盖了一座城啊，他体贴不体贴他的儿子的意思啊？
He built such a city. He really is mindful of his son.
他把那座城以他儿子的名字来命名。
He named the city according to the name of his son.
我觉得那座城应该该隐。
I thought that city should be called Cain.
没想到那座城叫他儿子的名字。
But then that city is actually named after his son.
求神真的，求主让我们脱离那恶者的网络呀。
May God really help us not be ensnared by the snares of the enemy.
我觉得说就这一个网络就把多少人都给网进去了。
This single snare has already ensnared so many people.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌非常诡诈的，他体贴我们的意思。
The enemy is very crooked and shrewd, and he would be mindful of our mind.
因为在伊甸园里，他就体贴我们先祖的意思。
Because even in the Garden of Eden, he was mindful of our ancestors' mind.
我们的主在地上的时候，不体贴人的意思。
Our Lord, when he was on earth, he was not mindful of the mind of man.
有一次彼得体贴主的意思。
One time Peter was mindful of the Lord's mind.
主要上十字架，彼得说这事可万万不能临到你身上。
The Lord is going to go onto the cross and Peter says certainly not, this will not befall you.
我们就转过身来就说退我后面去吧，撒旦退去吧，因为你只体贴人的意思，你不体贴神的意思。
And our Lord turns and tells Peter, get behind me, Satan, for you are only mindful of the things of men, not the things of God.
仇敌还有很多骄傲的网络。
The enemy has many other snares of pride.
我们时间不够了，没关系，我们以后可能还有机会。
There's not a lot of time left, but we might have opportunities later.
我们在神面前，只要我们进到与主的交通里
，as long as we enter into a communion with the Lord，
大卫在这里他所经历的都将成为我们的经历。
The experience of David will become our experience。
他可以使我们昂起头来，高过四面一切的仇敌。
He can have our head be lifted up above my enemies all around me。
好吧，我想这个时间的缘故，是不是上午我们就停在这可以吗
？Due to the constraint of time, let us end here this morning.
好吧，我们请那个带会的弟兄带我们祷告，好吗？谢谢。
We'll ask our leading brother to pray.
所以说，我们感谢你，主啊，你还和我们说这些话。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are still speaking to us. You have not forsaken us.
主，愿我们的心向你敞开。接受你对我们的光照。
May our hearts be open towards you that we will accept your light to shine upon us.
主啊，帮助我们把你常常摆在我们心中的首位。
Lord, help us to often always place you on the highest place in our hearts.
主，所以我们在你面前学习如何体贴你的心意。
So that we would learn how to be mindful of your things.
主不仅帮助我们认识仇敌的诡计，主啊，也帮助我们认识自己。
Help us not only know the enemy's snares, but also to know ourselves.
好，让我们把自己摆在你的手中，让你拯救真的坐在我们的身上。
So that we can place ourselves in your hand, that you can do this work.
主，我们感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Jesus in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.